Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Listen and Learn. You're here with me, Nina Sorensen, and today is Topic Tuesday. In today's podcast, I'm going to be discussing a topic that is a little harder to talk about due to the harsh reality of it, but it's something that everybody should be talking about, so I thought it was important information for me to share with you guys so that maybe you guys can bring it up with your friends and it can be an issue that is more known to the world than it is right now, so good things can happen and maybe the issue can get fixed in the near future. Today's Topic Tuesday question is regarding the issue of all the Indigenous women going missing and being murdered. This issue is occurring way too often and is especially shocking due to the fact that it is 2019. We have so many new technologies made specifically for issues like this, and especially because of all the knowledge we've gained from previous historical events. For example, residential schools were something that happened. They were horrible. They happened a while ago, but they taught us that Indigenous people are just as important as everyone else. So I find it appalling that Indigenous women are still being treated like lesser individuals. And I know that it's not everybody treating them like this, but it seems to be that the people that are treating them like this are the ones that matter and the people who have control over situations like this, such as the law enforcement and the police and the government. This issue was mainly brought to my attention by Emmanuel Walter's Stolen Sisters. This story is about two missing girls who were once best friends, their families, and how their families were affected by the fact that they'd gone missing, and also how no one cared and the law enforcement didn't do enough to show that they really cared that these two girls were missing. And it also really shows how Canada has failed Indigenous women. Here is a little bit of a summary of the book. As the nation continues to be shocked by the release of alarming statistics, Canadians can no longer deny that we are in the midst of a national tragedy, and that there has been a systemic failure on part of law enforcement and all levels of government to address the issue that Indigenous women are not being treated with equality to everybody else. They are not being looked at the same when they go missing. They are not being given the same treatment when an Indigenous woman is murdered. Today's topic question is, why aren't Indigenous women being treated with an equal concern and care to the other Canadians? Indigenous women are 7 times more likely to be murdered than non-Indigenous women. There have been 668 missing or murdered Indigenous women between the years of 1980 and 2013, half of whom were under the age of 31. The 912 cases lifted by Marianne Pierce represented a quarter of the cases of all missing or murdered women, while Indigenous women represent only 4.3% of women in Canada. The RCMP published, after 300 police people were surveyed, that 1,181 Indigenous women were either murdered or went missing between the years of 1980 and 2012. Indigenous people are still being treated like they are lesser individuals than other Canadians. Although it would still be bad if it was just an attitude that some Canadians had towards Indigenous people, it wouldn't have such negative repercussions as the actions that are taken upon them today. But it is affecting whether they live or die, if they get to have a life, if they can spend time with their families, if they can have a good education, basically every aspect of important things in their lives. For example, in Emmanuel Walter's Stolen Sisters, Macy and Shannon were two young women who had families, friends, and lives. They had no criminal records, they had no negative school records, giving the police no reason not to like them. Yet they are still missing to this day, and regardless that they were healthy young women, not older than 25, had not done anything like get arrested, kicked out of school, yet the police put little to no effort in finding them. If you guys have any information or anything regarding this topic that I didn't cover or you just want to share with me, you can tweet me at Listen and Learn. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please check out my website, listenandlearn.com. All my podcasts are always uploaded there. Have a great day.